More music variety right here on The Listener's Choice.
Kevin Radio.
Let there be rock. With Paul Walter.
And we're going to start with talking with the Mayor of Thatcham, Councillor Mark Lillycrop. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Paul.
Thanks very much for braving the rain.
Yes, it's pretty horrible out there this evening.
So, first of all, we're going to get into your five choices, but first of all, just tell us about your musical journey. Give us a flavour of that.
Okay, well, there wasn't much rock music about in my childhood. A lot of classical music. My parents enjoyed classical music, and I had a big brother who was really into classical stuff. In fact, he still runs a classical music festival. So, yeah, there wasn't a lot of rock about. There was some pop music and so on. I got into musical theatre fairly early on, so enjoyed songs from the shows and that kind of thing. And the other big influence really was my mother was Irish, and she loved Irish folk music, the Dubliners and so on. And that was a big influence, I think.
So what was the first record or CD you bought?
I can remember this well, actually. I think I was about 12 at the time, and it was Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks.
Yes, on Bell Records. Silver label. You actually bought the 45.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. My wife will enjoy that one because she always says I like tragic music. That was a fairly tragic song.
Melancholy.
Yeah, very melancholy.
Canadian guy.
Yeah.
And what was the first song you remember?
I guess it would have been pop songs from the 60s. Mm. I was told that as a toddler I sang I Want to Be Bobby's Girl in church on one occasion. So I guess that was one of the first,
wow,
first ones I heard.
That's going back a bit. And do you remember the Beatles the first time round?
Yes, I never really got into the Beatles, but certainly remember them well.
Yeah. So how did things develop in terms of your taste in music? Buying and gigs and so forth.
Yeah, so I had this kind of classical background, and if I went out to enjoy music with my family, it would be something like that. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really until I got into my mid-teens, I suppose, that I started looking around and enjoying other types of music. Mm. And I suppose by the late 70s, there were some great bands around at that time, and I enjoyed the Eagles, Blondie, Meatloaf, 10cc, Fleetwood Mac, and all the punk bands were coming along at that time, Sex Pistols and so on. There was a lot of great music around at that time, and I began to enjoy that.
Which brings us nicely to your first choice.
Okay, so my first choice is You're My Best Friend by Queen. I guess that Jenny, my wife, has been a big influence on my music journey, really, because after we got married, she introduced me to prog rock, which I hadn't really experienced much of until that time. Mm. So we went to some Yes concerts, and she introduced me to Pink Floyd and all this kind of thing. Mm. Queen has always been a big favourite for Jenny as well. And she loved Freddie Mercury, of course, who didn't? So You're My Best Friend. I mean, she is my best friend. And when she had a significant birthday not so long ago, we recorded friends and family all singing a line from the song with a Queen track, and our son edited it together, made a really nice souvenir. This one's special. It's Queen at its best.
Ooh, you're making me live. Whatever this world can give to
That's the first choice in my rock top five of Councillor Mark Lillycrop, Mayor of Satcham. So a great one, that. And second one is from Fleetwood Mac, Mark.
Yes, I must admit I was debating between a number of different bands for the second one. You know, Rumours was one of the big albums of the late 70s. And, I mean, they were, I think Fleetwood Mac were kind of a soap opera in a way, weren't they? There was so much tension and strife going on in that band. But as a result, they came out with some great tracks. And I think probably Go Your Own Way comes into that category. And, of course, although most of my choices are quite old ones, a lot of these bands are still going, and Stevie Nicks is still touring. Yes, I think Go Your Own Way is just a great rock track, and heard it performed live quite recently. It reminded me just how good it is.
Really? Where was that?
That was in Iceland, actually.
Really?
Yes, yeah. We went over with our son for a break in Reykjavik, and to experience the amazing things that Iceland has to offer. Excuse me. He'd been there a couple of times before, and he introduced us to a bookstore in Reykjavik, which in the evening transformed into this amazing music venue. Mm-hmm. And everyone just sat round quite casually drinking and listening to local bands, and they did various covers. Right. And
brilliant.
Go Your Own Way was played one night.
Great. If I could, maybe I'd give you my word. How can I call it a love
today? This is 106.7 Kennet Radio.
Fleetwood Mac from Rumours, Go Your Own Way. And we'll have the full track from Bonnie Tyler in a second, because I'm with Councillor Mark Lillycrop, Mayor of Satcham. And your next choice, Mark.
So, yes, thanks, Paul. The next one is Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler. So I've always loved the Jim Steinman sound,
yeah.
Who produced for Meatloaf with all his amazing lyrics, and Closer to Home for Bonnie Tyler. And in early 1983, I was studying for my finals at uni, and Faster Than the Speed of Night album came out with the iconic cover of Bonnie Tyler with rays coming out of her ears. I don't know if you remember that one.
No, I don't.
No. It's a fair while ago now. But someone in my flat, I remember, acquired a giant poster version of this picture for our kitchen wall in my student digs. And I have great memories of our flat shaking to Total Eclipse of the Heart at full volume. So this one's for student days.
Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, and then I see the look in your eyes.
No. me falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
Bonnie Tyler and Jim Steinman's Total Eclipse of the Heart, one of the choices from the Mayor of Thatcham. And Mark, your next choice, we're going into folk rock.
Yeah, so earlier on you were asking me about my musical journey, and I'd say that after we got married, and obviously Jenny had the sort of music she enjoyed, and I enjoyed other stuff, but we found a kind of meeting point around folk rock, because I'd enjoyed a lot of folk music in the past, and obviously Jenny likes the rock, and we really do enjoy folk rock together. And some friends invited us to go to Cropperty Festival some years back, which is organised by Fairport Convention, and that's an amazing event with a fabulous lineup of bands. We've seen Alice Cooper there, we've seen 10cc, the Australian Pink Floyd, who I'm sure are almost as good as the original, and of course plenty of folk rock. So from there we've started visiting other festivals and rediscovering great bands, and one that pops up is Lindisfarne, that gritty Geordie folk band from the 70s. Still going strong with one or two of the original members. And I thought I'd put in a plug here, because we have tickets to see them at Arlington Arts.
Oh, right.
Next Friday. So if they're not sold out, that's an opportunity for people to go and hear them.
Yes. Excellent. That'd be great. And this evening I'm with the Mayor of Thatcham, Councillor Mark Lillycrop, who's choosing his top five rock tracks. And we come to the last one, Mark.
Yes, that's sad, isn't it, the last one? So, Matty Groves by Fairport Convention. I had to include Fairport Convention because, as I said a little earlier, they've been such an influence recently and have given us the opportunity to enjoy some great old favourites again, and to take part in their amazing festival. This is one of their classics. It gets played at every gig. Okay, it is a bit long, a bit self-indulgent maybe, but I think Fairport referred to it something like 30 verses with no chorus, but it really is folk rock storytelling at its best, I think, and you do have to persevere slightly because it gets rockier as you go on.
Yes.
I didn't know most of the words at one time. But
it's real folk, though, isn't it?
It is.
A real old traditional story left over from centuries ago.
That's right, yes. Mm. Yes, this is a really old traditional tale. You know, they turned it into a great rock classic. And this song reminds me of Cropperty and great folk rock and good times.
Brilliant. We'll play that in a second, but we'll say goodnight to you, Mark. Thanks very much for coming in. It's been great to hear your choice.
Thank you.
And
enjoyed it.
Enjoy the rest of your mayoral year, and thanks very much for your choices.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Fairport Convention and Matty Groves, the final choice of the Mayor of Thatcham, who we've very much enjoyed. Councillor Mark Lillycrop's excellent choice of five rock tracks there. Thank you very much to him for coming in.
I'm Caroline Culver from Berkshire, Buckinghamshire and Oxfordshire Wildlife Trust, and I listen to Kennet Radio.